2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
News that the nation of Jordan had adopted a year-round unified time zone presented a headline opportunity David Kaminsky Morrow just couldn't resist. Amman for all seasons was inevitably the title he gave his airline business blog post. The move, he wrote, is unlikely to win favor with Royal Jordanian Airlines passengers, who are being advised that as a result of the government's plan to extend summer to include winter, they'll need to mentally add an hour to the times on their tickets. On the do line, Craig Hoyle drew attention to one of the winners in the UK Royal Air Force's annual photography competition. SAC Daniel Herrick's shot captured Hawker Hurricane ILC LF-363 from the Battle of Britain Memorial flight close-up, seconds before passing above Buckingham Palace during the Diamond Jubilee celebrations earlier this year. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Singapore Airlines is ordering 5 additional Airbus A380s and 20 more A350s to renew and expand its fleet. The deal with the European airframer is valued at $7.5 billion based on list prices, and deliveries will begin in 2017. In a related move, SIA's low-cost long-haul subsidiary Scoot will take over the parent carrier's existing order for 20 Boeing 787s. SIA already operates 19 A380s and previously placed a firm order for 20 A350-900s. Airbus Military has identified the cause of an in-flight refueling boom detachment that affected an A330 multi-role tanker transport early last month, and says the incident was the result of a unique set of test circumstances. The EADS designed boom structure detached from the aircraft during a customer pre-acceptance flight on September 10th, before falling in a remote part of Spain from an altitude of 27,000 feet. No one was injured in the incident, and the tanker, one of three destined for delivery to the United Arab Emirates, landed safely at Airbus Military's Getafe site near Madrid. Airbus Military says a unique addition to the boom developed for the customer was being tested at the time of the incident, a backup boom hoist intended to allow the structure to be retracted in the event of a failure to its primary system was being used, but its effects were unexpectedly countered by the main system until a failure and separation occurred. The test of circumstances and the set being tested during the sortie could not have happened under normal operating conditions, the company notes, and procedures have been drawn up to prevent a repeat. Virgin Atlantic expects to decide soon on a type to replace its Airbus A340-600s and Boeing 747-400s as part of its drive to phase out four-engined aircraft. The airline is introducing Airbus A330-300s and, from summer 2014, Boeing 787-9s to replace some of its A340s and is examining potential replacements for the rest of its larger widebodies. Virgin Atlantic Chief Executive Steve Ridgway told Flight Global's Airline Business magazine in the November issue that the airline is rapidly moving out of four-engined aircraft. We have to do that because of where we are seeing fuel costs going. He says Virgin has had a request for proposals out with the manufacturers for some time now and is examining the options. We will make a decision relatively soon about what we replace our remaining A340-600s and 747-400s with, he adds. Airbus has resolved the issues with the automated drilling process used to produce wings for the in-development A350 at its Brighton, UK factory. The problems caused by systems that were not properly optimized had seen the airframer revert to manual drilling on its first two shipsets. But Didier Everard, the A350 program manager, says those glitches are now behind it and the automated process has recommenced. The wings for aircraft MSN-3 are almost finished at Brighton, and wing production is back at its target rate, he said at an event in Toulouse to mark the inauguration of the A350 final assembly line. Singapore Airlines will terminate ultra-long-haul nonstop flights to Los Angeles and Newark in late 2013 after Airbus agreed to buy back the carrier's 5 A340-500s. The deal forms part of SIA's announcement today that it is ordering 5 additional A380s and 20 A350-900s. The airline says its decision to retire the A340s is in line with its policy to maintain a young fleet. However, industry sources say the nonstop services between Singapore and the USA continue to fall short of revenue expectations, despite the airline switching to an all-business class cabin layout in an effort to boost yields. SI has removed the A340s means it will no longer have an aircraft type in its fleet with sufficient range and operating economics to serve the USA nonstop.